This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Week two of public impeachment hearings getting underway as former Ukraine Special Envoy Kurt Volker, as well as Ukraine expert Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams, an aide to the Vice President Mike Pence, are scheduled to testify tomorrow. Fresno, California, the scene of the latest mass shooting. It happened at a backyard football watch party last night. 10 people were shot, 4 of them fatally. No arrests have been made. Meanwhile, a vigil was held last night after a mass shooting at a California high school last week.
Dominic was smart, kind, funny, always willing to help his friends. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss his infectious smile, his sense of humor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning in Northern Nevada yesterday. He spoke to supporters at a town hall event in Elko.
What presidents say matter. They matter to the world and they matter to the country no matter how good or bad that president is. A president's words can cause markets to rise or fall. It can send brave women and men to war. It can bring peace.
Pope Francis says he believes ecological sin should one day be on the list of sins in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. He told the 20th World Congress of the International Association of Penal Law yesterday that Christians have a duty to preserve the environment, and he says he's considering the concept of sin against what he called our common home. The Trump administration condemning Hong Kong police for what it calls the unjustified use of force against pro-democracy protesters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The candidate known as Mayor Pete has now surged to the top of one of the polls done in Iowa. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
In the latest Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll, the former frontrunner Joe Biden is now tied for third place with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential race. Leading for the first time, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who has 25% support, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's in second at 16%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A warning has now been issued by the law enforcement community regarding the use of public USB charging stations. USA's John Clemens reports.
That warning comes to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office that inventive cyber criminals now have technology that allows them to steal your information when you use one of those public USB charging stations. I spoke to data protection expert Carol Nichols, who tells us about juice jacking.
I would advise not to use a public charging station because there's no way you can determine if it's secure. And since it's public, the person that might have used it last might have been a criminal that inserted some type of device that's going to be able to penetrate your device and either steal data from you or harm your device in some way.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and thank you for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. So what do you think? The events over the weekend. Colin Kaepernick, people said, well, is what's going to happen on Saturday? It'd be interesting. All the teams were invited to show up, and then about 30 minutes before, Colin and his team want to change the rules. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, Maybe Colin Kaepernick thinks that he really just doesn't have what it takes. I mean, they didn't do this, interestingly enough, for other quarterbacks, to give them an opportunity to be scouted like this on a special day so far into the season. But they did this for Colin Kaepernick, and you go, okay, why? Well, you know why. Doing everything they can, and the NFL and Goodell, they're trying to make something out of here, and make something out of here is, to tap down any kind of bad press. They've bent over backwards to give, I believe, Colin Kaepernick an opportunity to do this. I mean, there have been, I think excellent quarterbacks in the past. In fact, won a Heisman Trophy winner that you might recall that almost took Colorado a game away into the into the Super Bowl, but they didn't give him a day. They just kind of ushered him out of the league, which to me is just amazing because all this young man has been guilty of is winning. But there's no special special Saturday outing for him. But for Colin Kaepernick, there is. And, of course, in, good form, he's complaining, and as always, and he comes to the workout with a Kunta Kinte shirt, claiming some, association with slavery himself and, that sort of thing. And I think he's got to make up his mind. If he wants to go and really take this issue on passionately. I mean, right now, Nike's paying him a lot of money. So he can take it easy. He doesn't need to go out there and get his head banged in every Sunday. I doubt that there's a team. I really do. Even as with all the injuries, especially after this weekend. This is trouble all over the place. This is a high maintenance project for any organization to deal with. And they're going to say, look, we were there. We gave a shot. The eight teams that were there that saw him. They can make their decision and say, well, maybe his time has passed. I mean, it's 3 years since he's thrown a football. And they'll make a decision and move on. But for Colin Kaepernick, maybe the next chapter of his life needs to be worked at full time. And if he wants to pursue, justice for people that he believes need a voice, I'm sure he'll have a platform. And that should be his focus. But this whole idea of utilizing the NFL and abusing it, I think at some point the players are going to say, hey, enough of this stuff. you know, we've bent over backwards, gave you an opportunity, you didn't take advantage, and, you know, too bad. So let's move on. Meanwhile, look what happened at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. Kanye West, and I knew it was a matter of time. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, with the tours that he's doing, I says, next stop, Joel Osteen's church, the mega church there, probably the largest church in the country. Some like 43,000 people go there every Sunday. Maybe it's over the whole weekend and that they do Saturday and Sunday combined, a combined group of people. I mean, it's massive. And, for Joel Osteen to embrace Kanye West and vice versa, I think is positive on all levels. And, the people there at Lakewood had a chance to see Kanye West and to be at one of his services, his worship services, amazing, you know, which in and of itself is a little bit of a challenge for most people in evangelical churches today, because they want to be in and out in about, you know, maybe an hour. If the pastor goes to an hour 15, they start getting cranky. But I think the event went well over 2 hours, about 2.5 hours, wasn't it, Brad? Something like that. I mean, it was amazing. So, it's very powerful. I just pray that Kanye West is, I mean, certainly he is genuine about his faith and how it's changed his life. And this is what happens when people make the conversion time again. People wonder. They go, oh, you know what? Is this really for real? And I pray for Kanye West that it can be real and that he's protected, you know, in as much as that, as big a figure as he is and how much attention that he's drawing to himself. You got to understand, there are spiritual forces in much the same way that Chuck Schumer had warned Donald Trump about the forces of the intelligence community. Remember how they would come after him? Says, you don't want to mess with the forces of the intelligence. They have ways, you know. But there are spiritual forces that make even the forces that Donald Trump are contending with, you know, like a little flea. That can come after Kanye West and come after his family. So I would offer a prayer to Kanye and to his family that he'd be protected as he is brought out into the front line. He's in the crosshairs, and nothing better, I'll tell you, what the evil forces want than someone like Kanye West to mess up, to fall on his face. Because after all, you know, hey, what's this? Who's this black rapper? Who's this black guy? This multi-gazillionaire? What does he care about people? You know, we'll show him. You know, he's getting, you know, a little uppity here. And so we'll let him fall and go after him. You got to know the antithetical forces that are coming after him are going to be big time. And I would say pray for Kanye and pray for his family as he continues to make an impact. And, of course, some people are trying to make this out political because Kanye, as you know, supports President Trump. And there's been a concerted movement with Black America, you know, as Gianna Caldwell was on with us last week and talking about the impact that Donald Trump has had in Black America. And it's a bottom line deal. And that's just really across, you know, all considerations and all demographics is that, look at her, you're better off today than you were, you know, 4 years ago under the previous regime, including Joe Biden and what they did to this country and the moves that they were trying to make. And it seems to be quite obvious that what they were trying to do, even though, I would give Barack Obama some credit for this, that he's tried to tamp it down and realize that the likes of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are ahead of their skis in this situation. Ultimately, where they are at is where Barack Obama and the Democrats would want to be, but not now. It's moving way too fast, and it's going to blow up the bus. And Barack Obama sees this, and he's trying to tamp it down. But I don't think you can get the genie back in the bottle, because they've already said too clearly that this is what they want. They want Medicare for all. They want socialism. They want to rewrite America's history. They want to, fundamentally change, as Barack Obama, even in his own words, said, this is what they want to do. And And don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. In that situation, it's real clear. There's enough, you know, clear evidence to that fact that that's what they want to do. And we're not even doing a deep dive in the Democratic platform, which amazes me, even amongst evangelicals who want to support the Democratic Party. And I go, you know, for one stance alone on life, I cannot support the Democratic Party. Their position to murder babies, unborn and even born, no bueno for me in my house. That's all I can tell you. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh.
fresh and independent we are, just the way you'd like to hear from us as we keep fighting the good fight. And, hey, look, at we're here as a light for critical thinking and a light of encouragement for you to engage in critical thinking. Ask these questions. I mean, look at what's going on. I mean, the reason that people aren't comfortable with, this impeachment hearing, call it what you want, is that, there's just something that just doesn't settle right. You know, the conventional thought over the weekend, at least in the circles I traveled, was diplomats were impressive. And on the surface, they were. I would agree that they were impressive. They know from which they speak. 30 years, I would hope that you would know your job. And they represented themselves well. And, of course, it was interesting when, again, like with all these hearings, You do have these plus or minus type of friction that goes on. If you're with the Democrats, well, then everything's all plussy and feeling good. And so that puts you at odds with the Republicans and the questioning that takes place. Maria Yovanovitch, which, on the surface, here's her background. But I have, and we talked about this earlier, that the problem with all this is it seems to be like a, little bit of petty office politics. This goes on all the time. I've been in business most of my life, and I've seen this happen time and again, where people get disgruntled. They don't like the boss, and so it can be a problem. If you do not have good management in charge to be able to get that information and hear the employee out, you get what we're getting right now. And you get it all in the open because what's happened is the Democrats have opened up the floodgates and said, okay, let's let all the bloodletting take place. And Devin Nunes said it right on. He says, I don't even understand why you're here, because what you seem to be dealing with is a human resource issue. This is why companies have human resources, so that they can deal with people's feelings and hear what's going on. There were things that were happening and scuttlebutt that was flying around. And you tell me what organization that scuttlebutt doesn't float around. It flows. And she got wind of it, didn't say anything. And now here she is, the victim, but wanting to be the victim. But it was pointed out very clearly that, she had a great job. Okay, we're going to bring you back from the Ukraine, because even the president, the newly elected president of Ukraine, has no confidence in you. Okay, that got kind of grounded out. There's a change of regime, whether it's our president or the president that you're representing. In this particular case, happened to be the president that she was representing. Zelensky says, man, I don't like her. I just don't feel good about her. There was something not right. The chemistry. This is what happens with ambassadors. I mean, it all makes sense. So she was, traded out. And because of all the good things that she has done, reportedly over the years, given, an incredible position at Georgetown. Okay, she's a fellow there. And you saw when they asked her, is that a good job? Her face lit up. You better believe it's a great job. I mean, she loved it. So she traded up in this whole process. But meanwhile, look, she's not going to go outside the door, and she wants to make sure that she's loyal to whatever forces, call them the deep state or whatever it is, because the intelligence community is, the circles are well, I should say the wagons are well circled. And they're going to protect their own and their own interests. And that's what's coming out clearly in all this, is if you listen to what they're saying. As I said, people, as a rule, don't like it when you move their cheese. It's that old allegory. And particularly at this level, because these are elites. These are people that are doing the work of the people. They've got a great job, embassies, unless you happen to be, unfortunately, like Chris Stevens, and you become expendable. And, we know what that disaster brought, even though, again, we're kept in the dark and, we're treated, a bunch of mushrooms, as they say. And, will we ever get down to that? In fact, I spoke with, one of the fathers again, not that long ago, and he's going to come back, Charles Smith, to talk about, Benghazi. And I know some people, oh gosh, I've had it with Benghazi. And that's what, this is what the deep state, this is what perpetrators of all this are doing to our republic, is they wear us out. We can't even figure out who killed John F. Kennedy. You know, and I know you bring that up and go, look at what happened. You know, remember President Trump said that he was going to open up the floodgates. We were going to finally get all these documents about the JFK assassination. He opened up some, but not all of them. And so you go, I mean, you know, again, critical thinking would say, well, why didn't he open it up? Was he threatened? Was his family threatened? That's why? I mean, hey, whatever forces that are operating, that operated back in the early 60s, you know, probably are still in operation today. And there has been one huge cover-up. I mean, we interviewed an author, did an incredible study on Dorothy Kilgallen. Remember her? She's one of hundreds of people who were doing research and were getting close, and too close, obviously, to the Kennedy assassination. And she's dead. And there is a long line of people who have gotten close, too close, and they're dead. So, is there corruption in our country? I'll tell you, it's like one of those things, I don't know if you really even want to know how bad it is. And again, I go to that day, I mean, that look on President Trump's face. He'd been in the White House for about a week, came out to the Rose Garden. Hey, Mr. President, the press said, how's it going? You know, I mean, the look on his face was, this is a mess. And it was a mess of epic proportions that was even beyond his comprehension. And this is only after being a week there. So here he is. He is walking. You know, this is a high wire act for somebody like Donald Trump that's putting it all on the line, including his family. I mean, think about it. You know, these forces, they don't want to be found out. They're happy to be controlling. And you know, we've said for years, there are too many people making too much money based on the inefficiencies, based on the delusion and the mysteries of America. And they've taken full advantage. You know, Trevor Loudon has reported extensively about these antithetical forces within our government. And it's all on display. I mean, this is why we're all uncomfortable. It's kind of like dealing with your children when you know they've done something wrong and they lie to you. And you go, God, so you make a decision. Well, do I let it go? Is there more to come if I let it go? You know, but it doesn't feel good. And it puts kind of a little chink in the relationship. Well, this has been going on for a long time. You know, we have been treated in such a way to where our government has lied to us repeatedly. And we're feeling increasingly uncomfortable. And as we spoke with, one of our guests last week, a great book, by the way, if you have not got your hands on it, C. Bradley Thompson, his book, America's Revolutionary Mind. And, you know, one of the statements he makes in the epilogue of the book is, has America lost its mind? Where we are right now in dealing with this morass of insanity and deception, have we lost our mind? See, and I believe that if we're going to recapture our mind, then we need to go back to first principles. And the first principle is that this is a government of, for, by, we the people. You'll hear me say this. I'm going to keep beating this drumbeat because you need to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. This is our government. We have the very government we have right now because we've allowed it to continue, like ignoring our children when they lie to us. We're ignoring our government and get down to the bottom of this. I mean, basically, what the Democrats and the deep state and all this cabal is doing. Because really, I mean, you think about this is really an unfair fight. You know, all the forces of the government and everything that brought us to the point of where $23 trillion in debt, where unemployment was an absolute disaster, where we were told that we had to accept mediocrity. See, that's what socialism does. Socialism pushes mediocrity. That's eventually the end game. You may not see it right off the bat. But this is all part and parcel of their language and the trajectory that they're placing this country on. And they were very close, and they're still very close. But, you know, here it is. We've got 63 million people voted for Donald Trump. And, you know, the forces are saying, look, we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you to vote right. Never again are you going to put us through a situation where you're going to bring some businessman, some holier-than-thou businessman to come in and straighten us out. We know better. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to start thinking about it. And also, we've got to start acting as if we run this country. And we do run this country as a government of, for, by, we the people. I'm Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more after this. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Week two of public impeachment hearings getting underway as former Ukraine Special Envoy Kurt Volker, as well as Ukraine expert Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams, an aide to the Vice President Mike Pence, are scheduled to testify tomorrow. Fresno, California, the scene of the latest mass shooting. It happened at a backyard football watch party last night. 10 people were shot, 4 of them fatally. No arrests have been made. Meanwhile, a vigil was held last night after a mass shooting at a California high school last week.
Dominic was smart, kind, funny, always willing to help his friends. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss his infectious smile, his sense of humor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Tracy Beans joins us now, the investigative reporter and founder of Uncovered DC. And we've got a lot because you've been busy, Tracy. Thank you for uncovering all this.
For having me today. Very busy.
Hey, yes, nonstop. Well, we've got 8 more coming this week, and we will, you know, for those of us that can endure the show, some of us have to because we have to report on this, and it is tough because you see the obvious manipulation, the deception, you know, by Adam Schiff. I mean, this could very well be his last hurrah. It actually should be for what he's putting this country through, and he thinks he's fooling people. And just because there's support for what he's doing, trust me, from what I'm hearing out there, Tracy, people are none too happy about this. The manipulation, you know, the stories that he's making up, the very loose and fast way in which he's handling, you know, this whole process. You know, the whole idea of fairness is out the door. I mean, 63 million votes are hanging in the balance here and being greatly disrespected in order to go after this president.
Agreed. And one of the things that concerns me that I'm seeing is like this attempt to downgrade the seriousness of what's happening and, you know, basically saying, well, it's boring. It's not good television. It's not supposed to be good television. It's an impeachment inquiry. So, you know, it's really important that everybody pays attention to what's happening so they're educated on the tactics being used, on the lies that are being told, and they're able to, you know, educate other people in response.
Right. No, it's a good, that is a good point. And I was saying earlier, Tracy, before you came on, is that this is a government of for, by, we, the people. And by definition, it commands us to stay activated. The reason that we are where we are right now is because we've become very laissez-faire and we've allowed the elites to take over. And this is what you get. And are you ready for all the bad news? Because, Donald Trump is an exposing agent. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the deep state. We're seeing all the machinations of Democrats who are throwing a fit because they did not win the White House in 2016. And they're like a bunch of spoiled brats kicking their legs and costing the American people a ton of flipping money in the process.
Agreed. And the thing is, too, that, you know, people have to realize they don't want anything in Ukraine being uncovered. They don't want anybody to know, you know, what the plan has been in terms of globalization, et cetera, so on and so forth. So it's a lot more, in my opinion, than just we need to get rid of this president for 2020. Mm. It's that the foreign policy decisions being made, you're seeing these ambassadors testifying that they don't agree with it, that it's not, you know, normal, that it's outside of course. That's not their decision. It's the president's decision. We put him in office, right? So, right. You know, the policy that's been prevailing for all these years is being disrupted, and it's going to take them a very long time, should they be back in office, to get it back. And that's really at the core of this.
Right. Well, Chuck Schumer, you know, announced several years ago when Donald Trump took on the intelligence community, said it was like, you don't want to mess with him. And it's kind of like the same language almost that was used when, if you remember, when Rand Paul had brought something up about the Fed and Barack Obama, you know, fired off a salvo over the bow of his boat saying, you know, you don't want to go there. So there are sacred cows within our government. The intelligence community, the Fed, certainly another one, and there's probably more to be discerned. But you're exactly right. I agree with you 100% that this is what's taking place, and that we're being conditioned at the same time, Tracy. I say we the people are being conditioned to say, don't ever do this again. Don't you ever bring some independent businessman into Washington D.C. to run this country because we know what we're doing. We've got it all under control, and it's our way. If not, you're going to be paying a big price. I mean, because what's come out clearly in each of the interviews, just like you said, is just that they didn't get their way. They're upset because somebody moved their cheese. And I thought Devin Nunes hit it right on with Yovanovitch when he said, look, I don't understand why you're here. I mean, what you're talking about is really a human resource issue. And I thought go ahead.
Well, she was gone when all this happened. She wasn't even in position anymore. So
right.
This is the thing. This is my thought on why they have Yovanovitch there. Because now she is untouchable. She cannot be criticized. She cannot be talked about negatively in the media. And she played a large role in all of this, especially with the do not prosecute list. And this is at the core of everything. Again, the Trump administration is trying to uncover the corruption in Ukraine and how it intertwines with our foreign policy because they want to be careful about how they spend the American taxpayers' money, and they don't want to support a regime or a country that is using it for corrupt means, especially when it comes to tampering with our election process.
Yeah.
And so Yovanovitch was a core part of that. And so in order to protect her, they put her on, you know, national television as the victim. They classified her as a victim throughout the entire hearing, and that's the signal to everyone out there. If you talk about this person in a negative way, you are a bigot. You are
a
misogynist. So that's the strategy behind some of these witnesses.
Well, and I thought it was quite telling when they said, and when you came back to the United States, you got a great job, right? And she kind of smiled, and that was quite telling. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you got to be a fellow at Georgetown University. You got a heck of a job for somebody who got a vote of no confidence. I mean, keep in mind what triggered this is Zelensky himself, the incoming president, lost confidence in Maria Yovanovitch and said, I don't like her. So what's the president going to do? Well, let's get somebody in there that you like, that you can relate with, because in terms of dealing with the corruption, Zelensky was not comfortable. I mean, he's there trying to clear house and he's trying to get control. Maybe in some regards, probably not as easy No, I say easy. These are the wrong words, because President Trump has been surrounded by people from the Obama administration. And it's like, who do you tell? You know, who are the good guys and the bad guys here? And you don't find out until you step on one of their landmines and realize that they're the ones that planted it.
No, agreed completely. I was going to say the same thing, that Zelensky has a much harder time there with the oligarchs and trying to get, because their system's different. You know, they don't have a justice system like we do, even though we haven't seen it work the way we'd like yet. You know, they don't have the same system in place, so it's a lot harder for Zelensky. They're kind of parallel figures. They're in the same sort of role. And, you know, I think that I'm giving props, for lack of a better word, to Zelensky for being so firm in his assertions that I wasn't threatened to do anything. This is ridiculous. You know, I thought that Ratcliffe did a fantastic job in that one clip where he asked Taylor and Kent, do you have any reason to doubt the Ukrainian president's integrity? No. And then he goes through all the media clips and all the things that Zelensky said, saying this never happened, and asks them, where's the impeachable offense? And they're silent.
Yeah.
The status quo is being disrupted. And I just want Americans to realize that there is so much more at stake here than just some sham impeachment hearing. It is really much bigger.
Yeah, without a doubt. Along the same line, Representative Chris Stewart, I thought, was on point as he addressed Yovanovitch. And as you said, she had to be treated with kid gloves. I mean, it was almost like, oh, gosh, we're dealing with Dr. Blasey Ford in the Kavanaugh hearings once again, you know, because nobody wants to be accused of being unfair and insensitive to her. But the Utah Republican finally got his chance to question her, and he says, I now feel compelled to ask you, Madam Ambassador, as you sit here before us very simply and directly, do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes, right? And, of course, she says no. Okay, so bribes are out. Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all? Again, she says no. Then Stewart summed up the Democrats' effort to impeach President Trump. The American people know this is nonsense, he said. The American people know this is unfair. The White House highlighted the exchange, noting that Stewart had cut to the chase in record time. This is about 30 seconds, all to the point. But meanwhile, we're going to spend millions of dollars and endless days. We've got eight more hearings to take place this week. But I agree with you, Tracy. I appreciate your admonishment that we the people, I know it's tedious, but this is what's happening to our government, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
So take notes, take names, see who's been naughty and nice, and I would say that if you decide to re-elect some of these knuckleheads back into office and empower them once again and tell them that what they're doing is fair and right, think for just a moment, if you were in President Trump's shoes, how would you like to be treated by the deep state and by this apparatchik that is bound and determined? Because, look, if they can do it to the president, Tracy, you and I are a piece of cake, man. We're nothing. We're going to be flipped off like a little flea. We got more from Tracy Means after
this. When people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE 40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people.
passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, coming back at you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Tracy Beans continues, investigative reporter and founder of Uncover DC, here she is sharing what she's uncovered. You know, I thought it was quite interesting, and you wrote about this earlier, Tracy, about William Taylor. What we've been trying to drill down in all this is get down to the facts. I mean, where are people coming from? Even if it's the, you know, the whistleblower, which, oh, you can't say his name, but people have already said his name. Even Adam Schiff revealed his name. But he had nothing to do with them. I mean, this deal is all just, you know, it's all one big morass for a particular reason, because the Democrats aren't necessarily interested in the truth of the matter. They're interested in their agenda, and their agenda clearly is to get rid of this president. So, but what you have discovered about William Taylor, I thought was quite interesting, about him sitting on the board of the Ukrainian NGO and his ties with George Soros. So what does this tell us about this, you know, this outstanding, you know, military guy, you know, that looks so good, looks like he comes from central casting, and here he is, and then, but all this stuff, all this other stuff is hidden, but you were able to find this out about William Taylor.
Yeah, so William Taylor has held a lot of positions in questionable places that, you know, I would say establishment sort of places, the old way. He was the executive vice president of USAID. That organization has been in the midst of some controversy. You know, these non-governmental organizations, they're not usually pro people in the region. They're usually pro big money, dark power establishment. And William Taylor mentioned he sat on the board of a small Ukrainian NGO and declined to mention the NGO.
Right.
I did the so I dug and I found it. It's the East Europe Foundation. It's funded to the tune of millions and millions of dollars by George Soros' Open Society Foundation. And I'll be honest, George Soros has spent $63 billion of his own money to shape the world in his socialist view. And he has five offices for Open Society in Ukraine, the most out of the entire world. So George Soros is a huge factor here, and William Taylor has a connection right to him, as do many of the other folks that we have been looking at. And, you know, the Atlantic Council plays in here, too, and it loops in the 2016 election and what was going on, because Viktor Pinchuk, a Ukrainian oligarch with lots of money, funded the Atlantic Council, and also Dmitry Alperovich, who was the CTO of CrowdStrike. As we know, CrowdStrike is a company that supposedly investigated the DNC servers. So it all loops around. There's a big circle here, and we're finally starting to pierce through it.
Yeah, interesting that the Republicans didn't jump all over that statement that William Taylor had made, that some small NGO company. It's almost like, again, the whole George Soros, and certain things are, you know, verboten that you can't talk about it. But when you bring it out, you go, wait a minute, how come this is continuing to be hidden and we're not hearing about this?
Well, this is the thing, and I thought about that a lot, actually, and this is the thing. The strategy that the Republican lawmakers are taking in their questioning is to prove that the people that are coming before them have no knowledge of any of the things that they're, you know, supposedly testifying to. So I think that the tactic from the right and the conservatives when they were doing their questioning was to just make the point. These people have hearsay. They have third and fourth hand knowledge. They have no knowledge of what actually happened, and focus on that rather than get into the nitty gritty of all the rest, because there's a time and a place to do that, and it's in the Senate.
Right. Yeah, a good point, and getting through all, because that's been the repeated question, right? I mean, surprisingly, you asked the last three that were interviewed, have you talked to the president? No. Have you talked with Mick Mulvaney? That would be a no. Have you talked with the president of Ukraine? No. Why are you here? You know?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the long and short of it. I mean, that's what will show the American people what a farce this is. The ones who aren't, you know, spending the time to listen to three-hour lectures about the history of Ukraine. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right, so, exactly.
You know, just to show the blatant ridiculousness of it on its face is good. And the only thing that worries me is that there are some very well-established senators on the right who have their toes dipped in this as well. It's not a purely Democrat thing. There are also, you know, it's bipartisan here, corruption, sadly, but this is the world we live in. So we need to make sure all of that comes out.
Well, and that is the opportunity that we have today in taking full advantage of who we elected as president of the United States. I maintain Donald Trump has been an exposing agent, and what we are seeing is mass corruption. We thought that it was maybe just in the IRS, a little bit in the FBI. We realized even with the Obama administration that all the three-letter agencies had been weaponized. And all this is coming out, and it's like, wow, this thing has metastasized. I mean, this is how bad it is. And are we ready for the truth?
I think that the American people are more than ready for the truth. There's no other choice at this point. Mm-hmm. The country hangs in the balance. Everything we know about it, everything that we love about America is literally hanging in the balance, especially in this next election in 2020, on not just for president, for Congress,
exactly,
the House back, for senator. You know, there's a lot of people stepping up to run that have never been in politics before. Mm-hmm. That's what the founders intended, not for these career politicians to be in office their entire lives. That's not what they intended when they founded this country.
But, Tracy, we need to protect these newcomers that are coming into government that are excited. I mean, it's the same thing that we saw happen in part with the Tea Party movement. You had people, you had citizens, everyday citizens coming forward with their pitchforks, so to speak. I mean, this was the American Revolution all over again. And what happened? I mean, they got annihilated. They thought, wait, man, this is civics, 101. I can just go and, activate my citizenship and go out there and take on these forces. And they found out, lickety-split, that there were antithetical forces that found it to be unacceptable, and they were going to send these people back to the farm. And this is what they did. And so with these new people coming in, we the people have to be behind them in such an aggressive sort of manner. I mean, it really is a second American Revolution, if I might put it in that context, because we are fighting, as you say, Tracy, and I agree with you 100%, that we're fighting for the very heart and soul and life of this Democratic Republic.
I agree. And, you know, this is one of the things that I think that we have to take into consideration. Like, the less the Soros money, et cetera, is going into local DA races, sheriffs, you know, local, hyper-local politics. That's how they're able to do what they're doing right now. And I think we need to counter that. School board, you know, any elected office, councilman, anything in your local community where you can really have an impact, people need to really start getting their boots on the ground and doing the work to make sure they hold their local governments accountable, and it permeates from there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have a situation where I live in Florida where, you know, this is a small bedroom community, and the people are shocked right now that the city fathers are allowing Planned Parenthood to move into the city. And, I mean, there has been a massive campaign, including the churches. I was at a Catholic Mass this Sunday, or Saturday, I should say. And in Mass, I mean, they're filling out petitions to do what they can to block this. They've already purchased the building. They said initially, I think Planned Parenthood said it was just going to be office buildings. No, it's not going to be office. They're going to be doing abortions within this city, and the people are outraged. But, you know, again,
well,
if you're not aware,
are they serving? It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? What community are they serving? It's obviously not yours.
No. Well, it's not. But they're. But again, see, the whole taint of all this, just like you said, is that in terms of bipartisanship. I mean, you know, bad ideas are bad ideas. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is and what side you are, and if you're Democrat or Republican. But that's when you lose sight of what are core principles. And this is the opportunity that Americans have to come back together. Even Democrats, the Democrats that feel like they're being disenfranchised. I said earlier to the audience, I mean, for me, Tracy, I could never be a Democrat just on one issue alone, their issue of life. Their issue of anti-life, you know, to kill babies and sell baby parts.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't, I'm sorry, I can't support it. And I'm shocked, they tell you, I'm shocked, speaking of evangelicals, you know, how many evangelicals can still support the Democratic platform. And you ask them, you go, wait a minute, are you aware of this? And they go, well, I didn't know. We need to know. I mean, the party that you're supporting is antithetical to your faith values. It doesn't square up at all, zero, nada, nothing. And yet you support them. How do you do that?
It's hard to imagine, but I get to see a different perspective. I sit on the board of the Walkaway Foundation. And, you know, I get to see every single day thousands of former Democrats leaving the Democrat Party. Not sure all of them where they'll end up, or that they'll be conservatives at the end of the day, but knowing that they want nothing to do with what the Democrat Party has become.
They'll be independents. Yeah, they'll be independents. Just, you know, yeah, much the same way some Republicans. Some Republicans saying, look, I'm just going to, I'll stand in the middle. And I agree with you. I think that's fine. And figure it out, and you make the choices based on the values you hold to.
Yeah, agreed. 100%.
Well, one final thing here. We got about a little over a minute left, and I wanted to get your read on, you know, the General Flynn case. I know you've been following that, and we as well. Sidney Powell has been with us, you know, over the years, and she's been leading the charge and supporting General Flynn. Where do you think we end up here?
I'm hoping that Judge Sullivan's a very, very fair judge. I really do feel like at the very least, the government will be forced to provide the Brady material. At the very worst, we'll have to go to a trial, and Judge General Flynn will withdraw his plea.
Exactly. What about my mind? I lost my mind here. Just saying.
Okay.
Roger Stone? That's what I wanted. Roger Stone. Your read on Roger Stone?
There will be an appeal. That was a completely biased and ridiculous case. The entire thing was biased and ridiculous. The jury was biased. The judge was biased. They wouldn't let him enter any of his evidence into the trial. It's going to be. I'm sure there'll be an appeal.
Yeah, when you read it, it seems quite manufactured. Again, it's that fact pattern that the left seems to fall into, and we see it happen time and time again. It is amazing, you know, when you read some of this stuff, you go, "How could this happen?" Tracy Beans, thank you for being with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So, do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases.